This is World Views. I'm Suzette Grelot. Margaret Thatcher died earlier this week, and of course the debates immediately come out about the legacy that she's left. Clearly during her time as prime minister, as well as now in her death, she demonstrates that Britain is deeply divided. There are those who suggested that she's, you know, was a respectful prime minister who presided over much change and growth, and that she was one of the greatest peacetime prime ministers. And of course, there are many that suggest that she destroyed social cohesion and opened the door to the pursuit of personal wealth instead of empowering the common good. I mean, there are even debates about her funeral. But I want to talk about this, Rebecca. What is her legacy for women in politics? Here you have one of the first and really the only kind of most powerful women in politics. What have we seen since? What is her legacy there?
Well, it's really interesting. If you think about it, she started leading her party in 1975, became prime minister in 79. We're talking about a time where, you know, women were still fighting many battles. The glass ceiling had not even been tapped yet, let alone been broken. And so she comes to power and leads one of the biggest countries in the world, was undoubtedly the most powerful woman for a decade. She was prime minister for about 11 years. And if we think about the situation now, yes, there are more women in political positions, surely in parliaments, and more leaders, presidents, prime ministers, and others.
But have there really been? I mean, there aren't that many, right? Angela Merkel. I mean, so how do we compare it to Angela Merkel?
There are other female presidents. South America, for example, has had a number here recently. But yes, perhaps the greatest comparison is with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. And they're actually very interesting comparisons. Both of them came from relatively modest backgrounds. They both had degrees in science, and they both represent conservative parties within their own countries. But many of the same debates that we had during that time with Margaret Thatcher are still the debates that are going on now. What will a female leader do as opposed to what will a leader do? So yes, progress has been made. She is a role model, but there's still a long ways to go for sure.
Well, we'll definitely be watching as her legacy really develops.